joined here by Paul Davis, a business mentor, author, and international speaker. And Paul, you have a new book, and it's called More, and it's how you can get more clients, more fees, and more time. Now, one of the key aspects of the book, and one of the points that you make quite firmly in the book to get all that, is that you have to enjoy what you're doing in business.
I think if you don't enjoy what you're doing, well, then you need to be looking at something else. We're spending, you know, if you take a typical business owner and they'll spend somewhere between 10, 12, 16 hours a day working on their business, if they don't enjoy it, well, then why on earth would you give up that amount of time to working on a business that you actually don't even enjoy?
Yeah, and lots of people had hobbies or something that they were very passionate about and they turned it into a business.
They turned it into a business, and even you'll hear stories whereby it's been like an activity sport, like say surfing or whatever it may be, and they've turned that into a business. So they've merged, in effect, their passions of what they actually really, really enjoy doing and turned it into a business in order to actually give them the lifestyle that they want to have. I come across so many, you know, especially employees within companies, and they're there to clock in, clock out and get the money and so on, but they actually don't really enjoy the business. It's not so much about the business owner or the business itself. They actually just don't enjoy the work that they're
doing. Yeah. Another aspect in your book you mentioned is belief. Now, I know we were talking about 1916, and there were men who had a belief that they weren't sure where it was going to go. Now we have the proof of where it went. But you're also saying that if you believe, there's a good chance you'll succeed.
Yeah, because what it's doing is it's giving you an energy behind yourself in the sense of, okay, look, if you're convicted and you know that you can actually succeed, you will do your damnedest to actually succeed.
Yeah.
There's a story that I heard many years ago whereby a swimmer, and a very, very, you know, good swimmer, was swimming at a particular channel, but she came to a fog and the fog descended and so on. She couldn't see land and she gave up. But yet the land was only just a couple of hundred yards away.
Right.
So if you firmly believe in where your destination is and where you're actually trying to get to, and the focus on, you're focused on getting to that destination, you'll move mountains in order to actually get there.
Indeed. We're speaking with Paul Davis here. Paul is the author of More, a business related book. Paul, there are some shortcuts in terms of how to be successful. You talk about the 80-20 principle. Explain that to us.
The 80-20 principle, you'll see it in a lot of different cases. It goes back to the Pareto rule, which basically means that you spend 80% of your time doing 20% of the activities that deliver the results for yourself.
Right.
So what a lot of people actually end up doing is they spend 80% of their time doing activities that don't deliver any results whatsoever, or they're, like, for example, administration roles, or they're surfing the social media pages and all that kind of things. If that's not going to deliver any results by mean clients or revenue, well then why do it?
So the fast forward is in the 20%.
It's concentrating on those 20% of the activities that you do, but you spend 80% of your time actually doing those activities to deliver the most significant results for your business itself.
Indeed.
So you really, what you do from what I teach clients is try and, if you don't have staff, try and outsource the activities that you don't like doing or aren't going to deliver the results. They're not bringing in revenue, like, for example, bookkeeping or administration tasks. You outsource those to other people and you just concentrate doing the work that you absolutely love to do and are going to deliver the revenue into the business itself.
Okay, and another shortcut, if that's the right term, or way to go forward, should I say, is if you concentrate on the business that you actually have and generate more revenue from that instead of trying to chase new business out there.
Well, what I mean by that is what you'll see is, I use the analogy of the shiny object. Because business owners, they're entrepreneurs. They're visionary. They see a gap in the market, and they're looking at what opportunity can be achieved from that particular gap. But what can happen is that if you move off your core focus of what the business is, you can get distracted by the shiny objects. And the shiny objects could be another opportunity. It could bring you down a cul-de-sac, but equally it could actually bring you through to make it a fortune out of it. So it's actually assessing what you're focusing on. The more focus that you put onto something, it's a bit like a magnifying glass on a piece of wood on a sunny day, and you're trying to set fire to the actual piece of wood. The more focused you are on the business activities and what you're actually trying to achieve with the business, well then the better results that you're going to get from the business.
Interesting, interesting. You mentioned the WII-FM. Sounds like a radio station.
That is about as East Coast.
Exactly. I woke up and I saw that. What's a radio station got to do with this? But it's an acronym for What's In It For Me.
That's right. That's right.
And this is something that you focus on in the book as well. Yeah. In fact, you want to put yourself in the client's shoes.
You have to put yourself in the client's shoes.
Yeah.
So many people will think about the services that they provide. What they're good at, which is right, but from a marketing perspective, and it's no different. What you got to get into, step into the shoes of your client and your customer, of who you're trying to target, and talk to them in their language, not your own language, into their language, and then that makes it an awful lot easier to connect with the customer and for them to understand what you can provide for them, and then for them to be able to buy from you.
Indeed. And finally, two other points. I thought it was fascinating, the piece about the dinner plate. That a dinner plate, if I buy a dinner plate in wherever, Marks and Lidl or whatever, Marks and Spence, I looked and you say, well, it's worth about, €20.
Yeah.
If I say I bought this in a scrap shop down in Clambassel Street, you'll say, I got it for €1 in a market.
Yeah.
But if I said to you, no, I bought this in Sotheby's, you'd say it's worth €300.
Yeah, it's perception of value.
Perception of value. And that's very important in business, that you value yourself. But why is it, and you make this point in the book as well, why is it so many professionals don't value themselves? Or don't put a value on themselves?
I think primarily in the first case, it's an Irish thing. That we don't have a huge amount of self-worth or self-belief. If you go to the States, for example, they will have, because the atmosphere over there is that it is absolutely achievable and everybody can be absolutely successful. One, it's an Irish thing. But secondly, when you're scrambling to try, when you're starting off in business, first of all, and you're trying to get as much money into the business as possible, you'll take any client that walks through the door. You know, if they've got a pulse, you'll take them in the door. So if they'll only pay you a couple of euro compared to, you know, a couple of hundred euros, you'll still take them in, because that's your startup mode. You're trying to get as much revenue in the door as possible because you've got your mortgage to pay and your bills to pay. However, it's very difficult to change from that scenario into whereby you value yourself, you value the service that you're actually delivering and putting a correct price on that particular value.
Indeed. And that's at the core of the book. And an interesting read, and it brings together many principles of business, particularly for entrepreneurs and people, you know, who aren't in corporations but who are running their own businesses.
Absolutely. I know it's relevant for a lot of businesses, but I've specifically written this book purely for professional services, so accountants, solicitors, coaches, consultants. But I use a lot of metaphors so people can actually understand it very quickly.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, a dinner plate, there's birdseed and different, a lot of different metaphors and so on.
Indeed.
And maybe they just take the concept and then implement it into their business. Yeah.
Indeed. Paul, finally, if people want to find out more or want to get a copy of the book or indeed want to know more about your services, what can they do?
They can go to my website, which is www.davisbusinessconsultants.com.
Indeed. There you are. Paul Davis and a book called More. And Paul, thanks for joining us this morning.